It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope your weekend is kicking off well. I know ours is. We're finally getting a little winter back where we are here in Grand Rapids. But anyway, looking forward to a nice weekend here. And our buddy Chaz, I was with him earlier, he said he's even going to do a little ice fishing this weekend. So we're getting kind of wintry where we're at. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Yeah, if you want to know about ice fishing, you check out Chaz Thompson, MI Ice Guys. Is he still doing the blog?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about ice fishing. And yeah, he's a pretty good technical man, too. He's been doing our website for several years now.
Yep.
And
check it
amongst
out.
Other things.
Yeah, check it out at thegrillingguys.com. And we're revamping, and it's tuned up a little bit.
So. Yeah, and he's also on our board of directors now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the Baritone of beer in that role.
I read something really funny the other day, and this guy said, is the internet making people smarter? I say no.
I would agree, because you don't have to, I mean, you can Google anything, right? Or,
right,
or whatever app you use.
And that's just Google.
Right, yeah,
know?
Right.
We don't have to necessarily believe them these days.
Right, yeah. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true, right?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Did you do anything fun this week?
Man, I don't know that I had so much fun. I've been struggling with this Wuhan 5.0 or whatever I've had for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's just like the crud that doesn't want to leave.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's Wuhan. But I had an opportunity this week. It was kind of fun. Something I'd never done before is we ended up at the Detroit City Distillery. We took a party bus down there with a bunch of clients and prospective clients, and we did a little milk run on the way.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember the ride home?
Yes, absolutely. we were only at the distillery for 2 hours, and they catered in a very average barbecue. And then we
where was that from?
Famous Dave's, of all places. Yeah,
and they're still in business.
Downtown Detroit, they are, I guess. So anyway, they rolled in, and I mean, it was whatever. But we were in the distillery, and they do a couple things that are cool down there. And one of them is they make a vodka for our Polish audience, with punchkis. They make a vat of it, and they put 600 pounds of punchkis in there and let them ferment for like 7 or 8 days in the vodka, and it gives it kind of a little sweet raspberry, and they pull them out, strain it, but it's...
Do they then eat them?
What? No, I don't know what they do with them, I'm sure.
Pre-dumped.
But at the end of the day, they make up 4,000 bottles of it. And it gets released on the 11th of February, and they said it'll be gone in 2 hours. And it's only sold at the distillery, and he said people will be lining up all night just to get it.
Oh, my.
And but then they also did a horseradish vodka, and I've had that from other places.
Yeah, not a fan.
Right. If I want to make my Bloody Mary, I want to put my horseradish in, not in my vodka.
Yeah.
I want vodka in.
Because that's all it's good for.
Right.
Is if you have some tomato juice. Because
right,
you don't want to add it to a bloody mix.
Right. So this was Thursday night, and... So we did this milk run. We stopped at four places to pick up people on the way down. So we have to do the same thing on the way back. So it's not a straight shot. But where I was going with this is we were in a party bus where the seats are a U. They weren't regular bus seats facing forward. You're facing each other. And we're sitting in there, and we got our last guy dropped off on the other side of Lansing, and we started coming back towards Grand Rapids, and we hit icy roads, and the roads dropped down to about 20 miles an hour. And probably saw 30 accidents on the side of people ditched.
And you weren't one of them.
No, but this party bus got sideways on the road, and there's three of us in there, and there's not really anything to hang on to, and there's no seat belts. And I'm looking around, and the tail end of this thing starting to come up to the front, and
end poorly.
But the driver pulled it out, and we were all fine.
No real
incidents. Yeah. Kudos to Kevin from Affordable Limousines. Because that dude, I thought we were, you know, going to spin around, and you hit a dry patch with those top-heavy things like that, we'd have been all turtle.
Got a little Mario Andretti in
yeah,
him,
huh? Right, but he pulled it together, and we made it home safe.
So. Tell me, where is this brewery?
Eastern Market, 1000 nice. Maple Street wow. in downtown Detroit, and we had about 100 people there, and it was nice. We were the only people in there, and they set us up in the distillery, and we watched them. The process was going while we were there. And then the guy gave probably a 15-minute presentation on how they do stuff and the history of it. And then we went upstairs, and they got a big banquet room. And
hung it's called Detroit Distillery.
Detroit City Distillery. Detroit and they make their own bourbons, rye, vodka, gin. You can get it in stores, as I understand. And we were fortunate enough that we provided everybody with a bottle to take home. So it was good. I mean, it was nice and smooth. It's Michigan
I don't,
bourbon.
I don't see a gift bag next to you.
Yeah,
right
well,
now.
There was only one bottle, Bob. That was all. Yeah. But anyway, I'll share it with you though when you come over because okay. It's a sipper.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So I'd not been there, but if you get a chance to get down there, I think that there's a tap room or whatever that's open as well to the public. But it was kind of cool. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I've been communicating with Coach Dick Vermeil.
Okay.
And he's going to come on the show next week because, see, he used to coach the Eagles, and then he coached the Rams, and he ended up with the Chiefs. And this weekend, the 49ers play the Eagles, and the Bengals play the Chiefs. What do you suppose that game's like for a guy like that?
Yeah, right.
He's watching two games just knowing so much about those people.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to talk to him next week. I have a feeling that the Eagles are going to end up playing the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Just
Cincinnati's hot. I like that 49ers story of the quarterback that was third string and has now gone 7-0 after taking over the team. I mean, that's just a great American sports story right there.
Well, you know, the Lions did something kind of like that too. Not quite to that extent, but you got to give some kudos to our quarterback that we traded for Stafford.
Goff, yeah.
Goff,
yep,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They weren't doing so well the early part of the season. They finished really strong.
Yeah, he really got his act together.
Yeah.
And I
stuff.
Think, you know, who knows why? I'm no sports analyst in any sport.
No.
Maybe hunting.
Yeah.
Not even fishing. You could analyze fishing better than me.
Well, all I analyze is make sure you got a buddy with a lot of really good equipment, and then you can go fishing, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah. I don't have and to own a boat. I just have to be nice to the boat owner.
And you have to have a cooler.
Right, yeah, right.
Or
right.
two.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's so anyway, next weekend, Coach Dick Vermeil will be on. And, of course, I was introduced to him by the famous now deceased Rob Russell,
right.
Another board of directors member for us. And Rob and I used to travel the country doing barbecue classes for Ace of Hearts. And every year, Coach would have us come out to an event he did. And it was a fundraiser for the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And we got to had the honor of cooking for a bunch of legends. And I got to meet and got to know a few of them fairly well. I would tell you if you're a fan of football, if you've never seen the movie about Coach and Vince Papale, it's called Invincible. It's about the Eagles when they were an absolute crap team, and they hired this, I think UCLA or USC, I forget where Dick was coaching in California, but they hired a college football coach.
Yep.
And they were ridiculed heavily. And then he did an open draft. And that's where Vince came on. And the movie's called Invincible. It's played by Mark Wahlberg, who looks nothing like Vince. Vince is like 6'3" and slender Italian guy. And Mark Wahlberg is not.
Right. More
so,
like a old Dutch guy like me.
That's right. Or a younger one.
Right.
So in the next segment, we're going to talk with our great friend and sponsor, Tim Sobey, who is up coyote hunting.
Where's up at?
Where do you think?
Up at his cottage?
The secret spot.
Oh, yeah, right. So, you know, that's something that a lot of people do this time of year, and there's a whole lot of technique about that. So we'll be talking with Tim to He's not just your local butcher, but he's out being a sportsman. So you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Stick with us. We'll be back.